Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study on the home, we were talking about the priorities that God has set in creation should be the priorities we set as our own. Let's continue there today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Stand when the earth shall crumble,
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I want to show you from the Word of God where that if there is something that is before the home, if there is something God ordained before the home, then that should be first. Okay, so let's think about that. Adam was in the garden, and he was alone. God gave him a ministry. His ministry was to tend the garden, along with naming the animals and things of that nature. But God gave him a ministry. And it was a buried ministry, but it was a ministry. And then God seen that it wasn't good for Adam to be alone, and so he made a help meet for Adam. Now, the word help meet means simply that, help meet. Help someone meet a condition or meet a responsibility. And so Eve was created to help Adam meet something. And that was to help him meet the responsibility of his ministry. Before God gave Adam a wife, a family, a home, God gave Adam a ministry. And so, if we're going to be using your reasoning and then using good Bible reasoning, God made woman to be a helpmeet to the man in his service to God. And that still stands nearly 6,000 years later. A wife is to be a helpmeet to her husband in ministry to God. God has ordained the local church. Therefore, the family should minister to God through the local church. You know, people say, well, look, this is family time, and so we don't need to be in church. Why don't you say that about your job? You know, it's family time. I don't need to go to work today. Call in and tell your boss that. Well, of course, you know you're going to be without a job if you do that. But you expect God to accept answers that the world knows is unacceptable. And so the only one you're really fooling with that kind of an answer is yourself. And when you stand at the judgment seat of Christ, you'll realize how utterly foolish that type of a reasoning was. So understand, use your family to minister to the Lord. It might be that I find in many churches where you have bus ministries. Boy, if you wanted something that your entire family can do for the Lord, you can get involved in the bus ministry. All of you going visiting together. Just think of that. Getting in a neighborhood, going door to door, husband and wife together, and then as children come along, you know, the wife taking the daughters or a couple of the kids and the husband taking a couple of kids and canvassing an area. What a blessing that can be and should be. So God gave the husband, the man, a ministry, and the wife as a helpmeet. The husband, therefore, should be more spiritual than the wife. Unfortunately, I find that the opposite is true today, that if it wasn't for a wife, nobody in the family would be in church. As a matter of fact, the children would be on their way to hell if it wasn't for a wife that was godly and had concern for the things of righteousness. Today, we live in a world where Satan and his cohorts are trying to undo everything which God designed for the home. Now, by the way, ladies, let me just say this. It is not spiritual to scold your husband in front of the children or in front of the other people at church or wherever. Nor is it righteous to run down your husband to your lady friends. God's assigned role to women, regardless of her husband's attitude, is to honor, obey, and cherish her husband. As a matter of fact, she should actually be ashamed if she falls short of that goal. Now, I know that today's world would not be ashamed of that. But when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, it will be a shame. And if saying today, ladies, the best thing you can do is to fulfill the role God has given you, and that means submission to your husband and learning in subjection and in quietness and not to usurp authority over the man and things of that nature, not to try to teach the man. And if that offends a Christian woman, it shows how far we have fallen from God into the sensual religion of the last days. Again, Bible truth should actually produce the fruit of the Spirit in us of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And if it doesn't, then my friend, something is wrong with our heart. Now, let me just insert something here. In some homes, there's a woman that's been saved many years and knows the Bible quite well. And she gets married to a man that is not saved, or she's got saved after they were married and is a baby in Christ. And nothing wrong that in the home they discuss some of these things of God and that she can be a help and a teacher to him. But he needs to also continue to grow on his own, walking with God and growing, and that he can be the spiritual leader. And even if she must instruct her husband in different things concerning the Word of God, not in front of the children, but let him assume the spiritual leadership, and she is there for counsel into her knowledge that she may have had from the her life of walking with God for those many years. Now, let me say, a man's role does have a high expectation from God and a higher expectation from God than of the woman, because the man is to lead the family in honoring, cherishing, and obeying Christ. Again, our lives are to bring glory to his name. Now, what I want you to understand as you're listening, I am talking from God's seat of authority. I am not the authority. I'm just delivering his message, which is the authority. I was recently in the drugstore to pick up a prescription, and the lady called out Dr. Bloom. When she said Dr. Bloom, of course, that caused several heads to turn around and look. You know, isn't that interesting? A doctor is getting his prescription at a drugstore. I thought I got all the free things in the office. And, of course, people may or may not know that I'm a pastor. But here's the thing. As people turned around and looked, to be quite honest with you, I felt a little bit embarrassed and thought, you know, I am no better than anybody in this building. And probably a lot of them are better than I am. And here they are looking at me, and they're having respect and honor because of the name doctor that was attached to my name. And really, I'm nothing. As John the Baptist said, he, that is Jesus Christ, must increase, I must decrease. Listen, friend, if you go into church that they're talking about your self-esteem and building your self-esteem, get out of there. It's not of God. My Bible says Jesus must increase, or we must decrease. My Bible says we're to humble ourselves, not to exalt ourselves. Let him exalt us in due time. Now, I'm saying all this to let you know that I speak from God's seat of authority, but I am not the authority. However, I deliver the message of him who is the authority, and I deliver it from his book. Now, the world thinks the opposite of what we've been teaching you from God's word and what God teaches us. But it is a shame in God's sight, and it will be revealed in heaven as a shame and when we say a shame, we mean a sin, when a man is not the head of his home. James chapter 1, verse 22, told us to be doers of the words and not hearers only. And this is an area that often proves the difference between hearer and doer, when a man is not the head of his home and when a wife is not in subjection. Now, you men need to understand, your wife is your wife. She's not your mommy. You are responsible before God for final decisions that affect the family. You see, you do not have a dual headship. Now, I will say this. You need to teach your children to respect your wife as much as they respect you, and to honor her word and her commands as much as they honor your word and your commands. I've had more than one man come tell me, "Pastor, I really miss Central Baptist Church," and that's the church that I pastor, and somewhere along the line, maybe the wife, maybe some of the kids didn't like the hard preaching and the standards and the things of that nature, and they wanted to get out to where it's a little more worldly and their toes didn't get stepped on. And they said something like this, "You know, I really miss Central, and I wish that I hadn't given in. My wife and family put such pressure on me that I had to leave just to keep peace in the family." Now, how foolish that is. That type of headship is not right with God, and it lacks the so-called peace they want because it lacks the peace a Christian should have with God. Now, my friend, you need to have peace with God whether you have peace with men or not. Please understand, if everybody else in the world is getting along with you, but the world is in your heart, and the world is the things that you're compromising with, you don't have peace with God. You simply don't have peace with God. So your peace should be with God. Now, there are entirely too many men that are allowing the wife to make financial decisions, church decisions, and doctrinal position decisions, of which the man's only her puppet. And whether we like that or not, that's sin. Now, again, headship of the home is not dual in God's sight, and Satan is doing his best to reverse the headship of the home, or at least make it a dual headship. Secondly, Satan wants to lead the husband and the wife into moral impurity. It is said that over 50%, that is one in two marriages, and that's a very conservative speaking percentage, that one of the partners has been unfaithful with another person. Now, I believe the divorce rate proves that today. But when you think about it, one in two marriages that one of the partners has been unfaithful, that means that really that's one in four, 25%. I think it's higher than that. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.